Have you ever hated someone so fiercely that it consumed your thoughts, only to realize that beneath that hatred burned something far more terrifying? This is the explosive reality for Adeline Emery and Juliet Kingston, whose five-year war at Richmond Sixth Form Academy masks deeper emotions neither is prepared to face. Adeline, a brilliant scholarship student from South London's council estates, navigates this privileged world with quiet determination despite her traumatic past. Meanwhile, Juliet, copper-haired heir to the Kingston Pharmaceuticals fortune, rules the social hierarchy with calculated precision while hiding her own painful secrets. When their stern biology teacher forces them together for tutoring sessions, their carefully maintained battlefield transforms into something neither can control. Both women carry profound trauma that shapes every interaction. Adeline grew up with an abusive alcoholic father who blamed her for her mother's death, repeatedly telling her that love destroys. After his death, her brother Adam went to prison for burning down a rapist's home, leaving Adeline essentially alone, save for her surrogate mother figure, Miss Kim. Juliet's perfect exterior conceals equally deep wounds. Her father Julian abandoned the family for another man after years of physically abusing her mother Samantha to hide his homosexuality. This transformed Samantha into a virulently homophobic woman despite her otherwise progressive politics. What makes their dynamic so compelling is how their wounds mirror each other. Both learned destructive lessons about love. Adeline, that it destroys, Juliet, that it leads to betrayal and shame. Their transformation begins almost imperceptibly. During tutoring sessions, heated arguments repeatedly escalate into charged moments of tension. When Juliet falls during a cheerleading performance after being distracted by Adeline and the audience, their dynamic shifts dramatically. In the nurse's office afterward, their argument culminates in Juliet suddenly kissing Adeline, a moment of raw honesty that shatters their carefully maintained hatred. Though they continue insisting they hate each other, their physical encounters grow increasingly passionate. After each intimate moment, they reestablish boundaries with declarations of loathing, as if reminding themselves this is purely physical, no strings, no commitment. Their attraction manifests through possessiveness and jealousy. When Stacy punches Adeline, Juliet methodically breaks the girl's hand while threatening worse if she ever touches Adeline again. Their physical relationship becomes a battleground where power constantly shifts. Yet these moments also reveal unexpected vulnerability, as when Juliet admits that sex with Adeline doesn't feel empty like her experiences with men. Juliet's character arc centers on her journey from internalized homophobia to self-acceptance. Despite her perfect relationship with football captain Adonis, she privately finds their sex life painfully boring. Her initial hostility toward Adeline stems not from hatred, but from fear of her own desires, a fear intensified by her position in their conservative school. When confronted about possibly liking girls, Juliet's denial is defensive. She claims Adeline is the only girl she's ever been attracted to, creating a safe exception to preserve her heterosexual identity. This denial reflects her terror of resembling her father, whom her mother regularly condemns as a pervert for his sexuality. Both protagonists must overcome generational trauma to find happiness together. Adeline has internalized her father's belief that love destroys, fearing she'll become like him if she loves openly. Juliet carries the burden of her mother's homophobia and her father's legacy of secrets and emotional violence. The novel explores how trauma transmits across generations, creating seemingly unbreakable patterns that require not just awareness, but conscious, painful choices to overcome. As their relationship deepens beyond physical attraction, both women struggle with vulnerability. For Adeline, it means risking the pain her father warned comes with love. For Juliet, it means confronting her sexuality and potentially losing her mother's approval. While Juliet gradually opens up, eventually confessing, "I love you," during an intimate moment, Adeline deliberately pretends not to hear, terrified of reciprocating. When confronted, Adeline admits she feels deeply for Juliet, but can't love her because of her father's influence. "I don't want to love you," she reveals. Her resistance stems from fear, not lack of feeling. Juliet's breakthrough occurs during an emotional confrontation where Adeline forces her to examine her cruelty. "I think you tore me down because you hated yourself." This insight leads to honest conversations, including one with her friend Kai, where she finally admits, "I'm a lesbian." This self-acceptance liberates her from the self-hatred that fueled her meanness. The price becomes literal when Stacy blackmails Juliet with a secretly recorded sex tape, threatening to release it unless Juliet breaks Adeline's heart. Juliet sacrifices their relationship to protect Adeline's medical school dreams, showing her love has evolved into genuine care. Adam, Adeline's brother, serves as a powerful counterexample to their father's destructive path. Despite experiencing the same loss, he chose differently, finding genuine love with his fiancée Olivia. When Adeline questions the risks of loving openly, he challenges her. "Dad's issues weren't because of love. They were because he was depressed and alcoholic. We can choose differently." Similarly, Juliet must decide whether to perpetuate her mother's homophobia or forge her own authentic path. Her confession to her mother, "I love Adeline and I'll love her forever," represents her conscious rejection of inherited prejudice in favor of living her truth. Both women struggle with expectations that clash with their authentic selves. Adeline feels pressure to maintain academic perfection because, as she tells Juliet, "You have the luxury of being average, I don't." As a scholarship student, she must excel to justify her place at Oxford. Juliet faces different but equally suffocating pressures: maintaining social status, joining the family business, and suppressing her sexuality and passion for art. The novel portrays choosing an authentic path as a series of brave choices, not a single decision. Adeline and Juliet's reconciliation at Adam's wedding symbolizes choosing authenticity over expectation. Juliet's purchase of a one-bedroom apartment near Oxford with space for an art gallery represents a thoughtful compromise, honoring both their dreams, Adeline's academic pursuits and Juliet's artistic ambitions. The ending cleverly echoes their initial antagonism with "I still hate you" and "the feeling is mutual," now delivered with playful smirks and tender glances. This shows how they've transformed their relationship while maintaining their passionate intensity. What distinguishes this story is its deliberate subversion of sanitized queer romance. Instead of gentle discovery and acceptance, Khan presents a love story born from genuine animosity that evolves into passionate devotion without losing its edge. Their relationship isn't sanitized, it's simultaneously destructive and healing. Their journey suggests authentic love doesn't require perfection or constant gentleness, but works through, rather than despite, flaws and traumas. In a world that often demands we make ourselves smaller and more palatable, this story reminds us that authentic love comes from embracing our full, complicated selves.